Beis on Parshas Metzora. You may say that this sicha is small in pages. I think it's 2.5 pages, but it is really dynamite in many inyanim. It's dynamite in giving you a view of how the Rebbe could take a pshat in a pasuk, what seems to be so obvious, and show you that there's a much, much more depth to it. And there's a lot of halacha, and a nafkamina halacha. It's pashit, a beautiful and amazing sicha. It's short, but dynamite. A parshas mitzvah, chelek yud beis. Aleph, min ha-kosuv b'tchilas parshasenu, from the pasuk in the beginning of our parsha, zois tias teras ha-mitzvah, b'yoyim ta-rasoi, where the pasuk speaks about the halachas of a mitzvah when he wants to become tar. Matik Rashi asatevis. Rashi quotes the words. Zois tias teras ha-mitzvah. He quotes the first four words. Umifarish, and Rashi explains, Melamed, from these words, pay attention, from these four words, Zois tias teras ha-mitzvah, we learn that she'ein mitarin oise balayla, that the tara for a mitzvah does not happen during the night. From these four words, we learn this. It seems to be from Rashi. Upirshu mefarshim, and the mefarshim explain shekavanasi shel Rashi he. Rashi here is trying to explain biyoyim taharasi shebakasuv, that since the yoyim taharasi that the pasuk mentions, the day that the mitzvah wants to become tamei, wants to become tar, Sherashi Miramza Vivigoima, all Rashi says, Vigoimer, that Zois Toiras Tias Mitzvah Biyoim Tarasai, Rashi doesn't even use those words Biyoim Tarasai in the quote, in the introduction. Rashi hints to it by the word Vigoimer, Miyuserasi, that it's really extra. V'lachem Mefarish, therefore Rashi explains Shazeteva Zu, that the word b'yoyim taharasai ba is here to teach us lalamed she'ein mitarin oise balayla. It's obviously extra, so there must be a limud, and the limud is that only b'yoyim taharasai, only the tahara can only be done during the day, and ein mitarin oise balayla. So that's how the mefarshim explain what Rashi is explaining here. Avakasha lefarish kain, says the Rebbe, but to say that's what Rashi is saying, you're caught in a dilemma for many ways. Aleph, the Mefarshim say that the Beyoim Taharasai means it's only allowed to be done during the day. Rashi doesn't even quote that as his introduction. Rashi says, Zois Tias Teiras HaMitzayra Melamed She'ein Mitarin Oisei Belayla. Says the Rebbe, Aleph, Rashi matik marakosuv. Rashi quotes from the pasuk only the words zois tias teiras mitzera she'einam shayoches klal lepirushet, which has really no connection, if you think about it, to the malamed that Rashi says that you learn that it cannot be done at night, which you're trying to explain the two words biyoyin taharasei. Rashi doesn't even quote it in his headline. Beis, on top of that, Dafka Tevas Bayoim, if the pshat that the Mefarshim bring, which is the Be'er Maim Chaim, and the Mizrahi brings, that the pshat is the Rashi is trying to be Medayik, that it only could be done by Yoim and not by Laila, that is the most important word of the Pasuk. And Dafka, that word, Sharak Oisa Mefarish, which Rashi, according to this pshat, that's what he's explaining, Miramza Bivagoimer, all he hints to it by saying v'goymer. That's the most important word in the discussion of this pshat and Rashi. So on the Rebbe in Ha'ara 2, so the Rebbe says that it could be, if you're going to give me an answer, that the reason why the Rashi quotes the earlier words of the pasuk, zois tias teiras mitzera, because those are the earlier words in the parsha. Those are the opening words of the sedra. Maybe that's the reason why Rashi quotes this. Says the Rebbe, Avol Einoi. But it cannot be that could be the reason. For two reasons. Number one, according to Rashi, and you see this in Parshas Tazria, Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Ches, the name of this Parsha is not Metzora. The name of this Parsha is Zois Tia, and that's it. So if so, Rashi, even if he's quoting the title of the Parsha, the Shema Parsha, didn't have to quote more than those two words, Zois Tia. Why does he quote four words? Zois Tia, Torah Sametzora. Bay, says the Rebbe, even if he's quoting those words because it's the opening of the Parsha, opening of the Sedra, the fact is it has nothing to do. What he's explaining is only a limit on the words of Biyoim. So at least bring in that word that you're explaining, that it should be done by day and not by night. And the Rebbe quotes, Kimeduba Kamapamim, as it's, I'm reading still in Ha'ara too, as it's explained in many places, Mizesh Bekamba Bekamba Parshis, this that we find, that many Parshis, Rashi does not bring, like in Parshis Ve'era and Parshis Kedoshim, Loi Kashav Rashi Shem HaSedra B'tchilosa. Not always, Rashi always in his first shot, in his first pirish, quotes the name of the Sedra. So here too, it doesn't fit that he's only saying Zois Tias Tardis and Mitzayra because it's the opening words of the Sedra. So what's the Rebbe's question? The Rebbe's question is, A, if the whole limit is She'em Atara and Oysa Balayla, it's a twofold question. You're not even quoting the word that you're explaining. The main word is Bayoim. And B, Dafka, that word, you're saying it in Beloshim V'Goymer. Balkarcha Tzorech Leimer, back to the Sicha, to the Pnim. So you must say, Sheladaitoi Sherashi, Kumtois, that according to Rashi, the way you take know that Ein Metarin Oisei Belaila is not from the Diak of Bayoim. The melamed for this halacha is actually from the first opening four words, from the words of Azois Tias Tardis and Mitzayra. While Korchach Tzorech Leimer, so you must say, Sheladaitei Sherashi, according to Rashi, Iker Alimud, the main limit from where you learn this halacha, Humina Teves, Zois Tias Tardis and Mitzayra. From the Teves, the words that he quotes. The only point is that just by these four words, you don't completely understand the limud. So Rashi has to add v'goymer, v'lochein meisiv v'goymer, that with the additional point, that there's another word that will help out, the v'goymer, l'rameis, to hint to you, gamal siyum akosiv b'yoyim ta'arosai, that you should also include the end of this pasuk. And with the combination of all these words, you learn out the halacha that ein metarin oisei b'layla. V'hainu, sha'atei v'shamatikun b'tziruf. All the words that he quotes, which is zois tias toira sametzoira, b'tziruf, and combining what's written, mashenemba b'hemshach ha'kostuv, ha'nirmaz b'havegoymer, the other words that we need to finalize the proof of this limud, I don't have to specifically say it. It could be hinted by the v'goymer, this combination of all these words, only from this combination, melamdim she'im etara noise b'layla, that will prove this halacha that the taras and betzayra cannot be done by night. But the primary proof is from the first four words. But you need to spice it up by the v'goymer. If that's true, says the Rebbe, Tzarech Lehavin, I have to understand three questions. Aleph, why is Rashi making it so complicated? To learn this halacha that Ein Metar and Oisa, Ein Metar, Taras and Metzorah cannot be done by night, isn't it obvious from the word B'yoyim Tarasoi? No, Rashi doesn't like the obvious Raya. Rashi goes a roundabout way. The Raya is from the Zois, Tias, Tairas, and Mitzayra. But it's not the perfect Raya. We'll also add the word Zois. Says the Rebbe, Aleph, Lama le Pirish Rashi Bipashtus. Why didn't Rashi accept the Pshute, the simplest raya, shalimu de'ein metara noise b'layla. How do we know that the taras and metzora cannot be done by night? By night, humi b'yoyim tarasi, because the Torah says b'yoyim means during the day, and all the process should be done during the day. Ubefrat, and especially shekeinu b'toras kainim. That's how it's quoted in Toras kainim, that from the word b'yoyim, you know that ain mitarin oisa balayla. V'cheinu mashmor sa gemara. And this is simple pshat in the gemara, that from the word b'yoyim, you learn it. Now Rashi, the Rebbe in the Ara 3 and the Ara 6, the Rebbe says maybe in the gemara, there are other limudim that you learn out from the b'yoyim, so he learns it from there. But in Pshutish Mikra, the question is, b'yoyim is the biggest, the simplest raya, that it should only be done during the day. Beis, from the other hand, says the Rebbe, not only b'yoyim is the simpler raya, I don't even understand the raya from the words that Rashi quotes. Eich nilmad ze, how do you learn? From these four words that says this is the Torah, the halachas of the Metzora, where in these four words are hinted, or could you prove the halach of the Emetara and Isa Balayla? Gimel, Lama Diak Rashi, if you look careful in the words of Rashi, Rashi says, for Hoysif, Rashi adds, Milam made, that the Zois Tias Torah and Metzora, those four words teach us something. She'ein mitarim. It's not a common way how Rashi says a halacha that's derived from the words. It doesn't teach us anything. Most of the time, the halacha is clearly written in the pasuk. Says the Rebbe Beis, V'abir b'zev, the explanation like this is pretty simple. Mashakasha Rashi b'kasuv, what Rashi is bothered in words of the pasuk, who is like this. If you think about it, the opening four words of Zois Tias Torah Mitzera, these are the halachas of the Mitzera. These four words are extra. Why are they extra? It's self-understood. We're dealing, the end of the last parsha, the end of the last discussion is about the Mitzera. And now we're continuing what should be done as he's doing the process of the Tara. So it's obvious we're talking about what the Hemshich, the conversation earlier. What is this opening words here? Zois Tias Teres Mitzera. Hareimuvim Atzmei, it's self-understood, Shamaduber Yirbim Mitzera, that we're talking about the Mitzera. Why is it self-understood? Mikivim the Parsha Zuba Behemshich Le Parsha Kedemes. Since this parsha goes behemshich, in continuation, to the previous parsha. And in the previous parsha, what did you learn about? Shenemru bo dinei tumah sa metzora. Over there discusses all the halachas of tumah of the metzora. Valzeh koi b'parsha seinu. And behemshich to that, the pasuk says, what is b'yoyim taharasoi? Who would he be talking about b'yoyim taharasoi? It's obviously about the metzora. So he could have begun by saying, "Ubayoyim taharasei." This is how it's done. Why does he open it up with these four words, "Zois tias teiras and mitzera"? Ulataritz kushya zu, dafka to answer this kasha. Rashi says this kasha. Why these four words is such a? It's so bothered. Rashi is so bothered by those four words. Rashi says, Maitik Rashi Teva Zois Tias Teres Mitzera. Rashi quotes Dafka these two words, Vigoimer. Umifarish, and Rashi says, oh, these extra four words, Melameh She'em Mitari Noisi Balayla. They are brought into the Torah. They were added to the Torah. They teach you the din of Eim Mitari Noisi Balayla. Vahainu, Tevas Elu Balalami Dinze. It's specifically these four words that teach us the din, and not the word of Beyoim. Wow. These four words teach us that it shouldn't be done by night. Beyoim wouldn't teach that to me. Why not? So the Rebbe is going to start backwards approach. First, What would be the problem with the word of Bayoim? Why couldn't you fully prove this from the word from Bayoim? And Dafka, from the first four words, you could prove it. So, Ois Gimel. V'loma eina mechiach mi Bayoim tarasoi. Why can't you prove this from the word Bayoim and prove she'ein tarasoi balayla, that it cannot be done by night? Says the Rebbe, but I'll tell you b'kitzur, I'll pass first, and then we'll read it inside. The Rebbe says the word Bayoim is not necessarily mean daytime. The word Bayoim, a lot of times, in Pshuta Shel Mikra, for sure, Bayoim means the full day. A day and a night means Yoim. So if it says Bayoim Tarasa, it means a 24-hour period. The day that he has to become Tar, day or night, he could do it. So it doesn't mean day, light time. It means the 24-hour day. Uvachain, says the Rebbe, if it would only say the word Bayoim Tarasa, you wouldn't prove that you cannot do it by night as long as it's done in that 24-hour cycle. Dafka, because of the words of Zois Tias Tiras and Mitzayra, that's what teaches it to us. How? Let's see in Siv Gimel. B'pshote Shel Mikra, says the Rebbe, in simple pshat, Yoim, whenever the word Yoim says, Kishalei Nichtav B'yachad B'nigud L'layla, when there is no clear instruction that the Torah is using the word Yoim to exclude night, Ein Muvonei Shel L'layla, it doesn't necessarily exclude the night. Ki'im Pirish Kolam Esles. Every time the Torah uses the word Yoim, it means a 24-hour period. Hayoim v'halayla, day and night. Kimefurish, as it's explained, v'hi erev v'hi voiker yoim echod. V'hi erev v'hi voiker yoim echod, or all the way down to yoim sheni, yoim shlishi, yoim shishi, yoim hashishi, those are 24-hour periods. And over there it uses the word yoim. V'chein ne'mar, or we know the mitzvah of Shabbos, it says, sheishes yomim, 6 days you work. It doesn't mean only the day. You can work day and night. Uvayoyim ashvi tishbois. And we know Shabbos is not only daytime. Shabbos is day and night. Shepirushoi, the cholame esla es shala Shabbos asur b'melacha. It's obvious that all 24 hours are asur b'melacha. So yoyim doesn't mean day. Yoyim means 24-hour cycle. So if it says Yom Tarasoi, it means any time during that 24 hours. V'yaseir mizu, even more than that. Matzinu Yom, sometimes, not only Yom does not exclude the night, Yom sometimes only means night. Where do we find Yom means only night? Matzinu Yom b'negeyel ma'ura shoye b'layla. We find that the Torah uses the word Yom, and it's an event that took place only at nighttime. As the Pasuk says, "Bayoyim hakoisi kol b'char b'eretz Mitzrayim," the day that I hit every firstborn in Mitzrayim. When did Makas Becharis happen? Bayoyim? No. It happened at nighttime. Makas Becharis harei hoisa b'chatzi alayla. And yet, the Torah refers to it Yoyim. So what does that prove to me? Muchach mizeh, it's self-proven. The tevas yoim, whenever the Torah uses the word day, afilu b'mokim shel l'chayra miyuserasi, even if the word is extra, like over here, the word is extra, kibbenidin nedan, or kibbepasuk b'yoim hekaisi, the Torah, when the Torah says about makas b'chayras, the Torah didn't have to say the day that the Eibishter did makas b'chayras. Havalei leimar, it could have said, b'hakaisi kol b'char, when I hit every b'char. Yet the Torah used the word b'yoin, it's miyutar, it's extra, so l'chayra, it's coming to exclude something. Even there, it only means nighttime. It for sure, ain't a shalelas laila, it for sure doesn't contradict nighttime. Kipi rusha kol mas las. Because most of the time, when the Torah uses the word yoin, it means anywhere in this 24-hour cycle. So if the Torah uses the word Bayoim Taharasai, it doesn't mean you can't do it at nighttime. Even at night, the Tahara could be. Dalid, however, Ulam, however, Dafka the Yitur Tevas Zois Teira Sametzera. Dafka, because of the four opening words, that they are extra. Because as mentioned before, I didn't have to mention that. We were talking about the Metzera. So it's extra to add these words. Dafka, those words, Milamdenu, they teach us, the Beyoim Ta'arosei Anemalachalizeh, that when the Torah uses the word Beyoim, after the words of Zois Tias Teiras and Metzera, Dafka, those four words teach us, Beyoim Dafka, V'loi Balaila. How? Because dissect these four words, Zois Tias Teiras HaMetzera. When you think about these words, each one of these words are a description of being exact. Tevois Elo, all of these words, Kulon, all of them, L'shoina Shel Diakum Hein, they are expressions of exact. Madgishois, each one of them in their own way, Proteya Inyan Shaboy Hein Medabris, tell you some detail about the point that they're talking about. V'shoilalas, V'shoilalois Es Hafcham, and by being exact, it's obviously contradicting or excluding some other way of thinking. Zois, when the Torah says this is how it should be done, or Zeh, Mitzayin Dover Mevurer Meduyek. Obviously, you say this. It's a description of exactly the way I'm showing you. Okay, Pirush Rashi ala Pasuk, as Rashi already explained on the Pasuk, Zois Ois Habris, by after the Mabel, Zois Ois Habris, this is the covenant, this is the promise that it will never happen. Hareyu Hakeshes, he showed him exactly the rainbow. Or ala Pasuk, HaChodesh Hazeh, the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, over there it also says Hazeh. Pirush Rashi, Rashi explained, Hareyu Levana, this is the moon. He was very exact. V'al derech zeh bekamim bekoimitz, we find it in many other places, that whenever it says the word Zois or Zeh, it's specifically this way. Tihiyah, when the Torah uses the word Tihiyah, it's also an expression of exact. Mashmu'usto, it's explained, kibakaba mekoimus, as we find in many places, behaviyosate, as is. Tiya means as is, no deviation from what I tell you. Toiras hametzaira. What does the word toira mean? It means instruction, it means lessons, it means exactly the lesson I teach you. Toiras pirusha, hoiras dinim, teaching you the laws. It's not a free-for-all. There's a way how it should be done. And specifically, those laws tell us exactly how it should be done. Specifically, on the way it should be done. And the Rebbe in Ahara 17 discusses that the Torah says the same thing about the difference between a kashera animal and not a kashera animal. Over there, it uses Zois Toiras HaBehema. And Rashi says, Be'nishchat Chetzio Shalkana, V'nishchat Ruboi. There's a difference if he did a proper Shchita or not. So the Rebbe says the word Toiras HaBehema is very accurate there. Because the Dineha Tluyim Bechuta Saira. Because the halachas of a kasher shchita, the halachas of a kasher meat, is mamish b'chut asayra. So it's exactly the way I told you. So since the Torah says, Zois, Tias, Torahs, showing you that every word about our description, our way of teaching, the Torah way of teaching, is as exact, that tells us, read the next words, when it says b'yoim, it doesn't mean a 24-hour cycle. Even though usually it's a word that's used for a 24-hour day, but if you want to, since over here we're dealing with exact instructions, b'yoim means day. Shemizem, move on from this itself understood, only because of that we know that what the Torah continues with the word afterwards, hu b'diuk, is exact ubedafka and perfect, precise. Uvemeila gam biyoyim tarosoi, the next word that follows afterward, the day of its becoming tar, menduyik has to be precise b'yoyim dafka. In other words, she'ein mitarin oisei b'layla, that it can't be done by night. So if it would, from the limud of just b'yoyim, you haven't proven anything. Because b'yoyim itself could mean a 24-hour cycle. Because the Torah made this extra introduction of Zoyis Tias Torah, that is a stress that here, in these halachas, you have to read in very precisely to every word, b'yoyim means b'yoyim, not a 24-hour cycle. Hey, al pizeh move in the Yukash Rashi. Based on this, you could explain a very simple pshat in Rashi. Why Aleph? The Rebbe is answering the questions mentioned before. Why, first of all, why is Rashi right mitik the Tevis? Why is Rashi quote the words Zois Tias Teiras Mitzayra when the Chayra had nothing to do with the limud of Ein Mitara Noise Balaila? And Beis, L'Rameis Tevis B'Yoyim Rak B'Vegoymer. And especially that the, what seemed to be the most important word in this conversation, he only hints it by the word V'Goymer. And Gimel, and the third of the questions, why Rashi was medayik bilashoine to say melamed she'ein mitarin? Because once you understood what we said before, Rashi madgish, Rashi is stressing here, the hasha'ein mitarin oisei b'layla, this that you cannot do the taras ha'metzayra by night, melamed oisonu, teaches us, we learn this, because of b'yoyim tarasai. Not because the Torah uses the word that b'yoyim. Because in simple pshat, ain tevas b'yoyim shelelas laila. The word b'yoyim doesn't exclude nighttime. Kanal barucha, as we explained before. Ki'im only dafka, because of anemar, because of what's also added, the extra words of Zois Tias Teres Mitzayra, Shemizel made him. From that we could learn Asher Havegaymer. From those words we learn that the word that follows after it, the word of B'yoyim Hu Meduyik, is precise. Umemela Milame Che'ein Mitarin Oisei B'Layla. Very geshmak. Oisvav Alpiza Teturetz Bepashis Kusyas Meforshim. Based on this logic, you could answer a very interesting question that the Mefarshim ask. The Rebbe brings us from the Sifsei Chachamim. Al Pirish Rashi Dilon, on this Pirish Rashi. Lo moli limud miyuchad. Why do we even need a pasuk? A special limud. She'ein mitarin oisei b'layla. We need a special limud that the taras ha'metzayra cannot be done by night. Excuse me. Part of the process of the Taras HaMetzora is he has to bring a carbon. And a carbon can't be brought by night. Isn't it obvious? Harei efshetehei Taras Seishel Metzora Balayla. Either way, the Tara of the Metzora cannot be done by night. Bikivon, since she'echad minyonei Tarasoi huavos carbon. One of the details of how he becomes tar is when he brings his carbon. Guess what? Ain halayla kosher lakravas carbon. You're not allowed to. You don't bring a carbon at nighttime. Very powerful question. But stop a second, says the Rebbe. How do we know that a carbon can't be brought at night? Kidah drasha b'tayras kainim. It's all based on the drasha of the tayras kainim. Ala pasuk, when the Torah describes all the carbonas. So it says, "Bayoyim tzavoysoi," the day that he commanded the halachas of karbonis. So from there, the Tiras Kainim says, "Lamadnu l'chol karbonis shen kisherim ela bayoyim." From there, we learn that all the karbonis could only be brought by day. Did you hear what the Rebbe just quoted from the Tiras Kainim? That because it says, "Bayoyim tzavoysoi," you cannot bring a carbon at nighttime. Excuse me, we already established that whenever the Torah uses the word bayoyim, it doesn't mean necessarily only day. It means a 24-hour cycle. So how al pipshutei shel mikra, that limud from the Torah's kainim is not 100% understood. Because it could be, it says bayoyim tzavoysoi, and on top of that, it's only, you could still bring the carbon at nighttime. So that's not a stira that the tara sametzaira could be at night, because the b'yoyim tarasoi in general would also mean at night. B'yoyim tzavoisoi of the carbon could also be at night. Number one. And the Ha'ara, the Rebbe says another thing, that is, on top of that, the limud is a limud you have to understand. But yoyim tzavoisoi is not necessarily talking about the bringing of the carbon. But yoyim tzavoisoi is when the commandments and the details of the instructions of the carbonists were done by yoyim. To go and say that you're not makriv a carbon, so the Rebbe is going to answer the shayla. Aval pianau, but based on how we explained it, whenever the Torah says the word yom, it doesn't exclude night. The shayla of the Sifsei Chachamim doesn't even start. Why? Because as we said before, lefi pirush Rashi al haTorah, based on Rashi's way of learning, which is usually limud al derech hapshat, which is the simple pshat in the pasuk. From the words of Yom Tzavosoi, is no raya that you can't bring a carbon at night. You only bring it at daytime, because it says by Yom. By Yom Adarabba, by Yom, I've proven, also means night. And the Rebbe in the parentheses says, that's besides the problem, noisaf al ikar, besides on the obvious question. The Bibshute Shal Mikra, in simple pshat in the pasuk of Yom Tzavosai, Hapirushu b'yom shenetztav elo havia karbonos. Over there it says that during the day they were told the commandments of the karbonos. But v'lo yahava asam b'poyel, that has nothing to do that the carbon has to only be brought at night, a day, not at night. So since from the words of Yom Tzavosai that's mentioned in Hilchas Karbonos, Al Pipshuta Shal Mikra would allow the carbon to be brought even at nighttime. Lachain Lehevi Rashi Bipirushai Drasha Satar Sakarina Manal. Rashi couldn't bring that Drasha to prove that's why the Tara of the Mitzvah couldn't be done at night. The Itztrich Limud Miyuchud, Rashi had to find a special Malimud, another Limud from our Parsha, to prove she'ei mitarin oisei b'layla. Because by us only, we see that b'yoyim tarasoi, only over here b'yoyim doesn't mean the full 24-hour cycle, and that's only because of the extra words of zois tias teres ametzera. Zayin, al pi zeh yisbor mashu b'gemara, based on this, you could explain why in the Gemara, kishalamdu the taras ametzera k'sheira kol hayoyim, when the Gemara tells us that to do the process of the Mitzvah, you could do it anywhere during the day, during the daytime, you could do it any time during the daytime, because it says, Diksiv Zois Tias Teres Mitzvah B'Yoyim Taharosoi. So Rashi says, interesting addition, Rashi, what process of the Teres Mitzvah, of the Taharos Mitzvah could be done during the day? Pirush Rashi says, L'tara sametzoira, what part of the tara sametzoira could be done during the day? B'tziporim, ve'etz erez, ve'ezoi, v'shnisoi las. These details of the tara, Rashi specifies which ones, the birds, the etz erez, the special wood, the shnisoi las, that could all be done during the day. The l'chaira ain't a movin. What's L'chaira, Rashi is adding things that are self-understood. Aleph, Maika Mashmo. Number one, what's Rashi adding? Harei Mefurish Mikra Mai Taras Mitzayra. The Torah itself says what's the process of making the Taras Mitzayra. So why did Rashi go through the details? Beis Lama Mashmit HaKarbonos. Why does Rashi exclude and not mention the one last thing that he has to do? Shechayv Lahavi L'Tarasoi. That the Mitzvah also has to bring a carbon. Gimel, the third point, when Rashi quotes what is Taras and Mitzvah, Rashi only quotes it in the Gemara, when the Gemara explains the quote of the Mishnah. Rashi should have said exactly what he says on the Mishnah. Havalei Lefarshei Havle l'Rashi l'Farshi, take it from the Mishnah. Rashi should have quoted this. Earlier on the Mishnah, Kol Yom Kasher, Ulatara Samatsoira, and over there go through his details of what Tara Samatsoira is. Ella, however, the Bala Tara, it's Kushe Amal. The reason why Rashi says these specific parts of the process, and not all, and Dafke and the Gemara, because Rashi is alluding to the previous question. L'chayra, Lama Tzarech Limud Meyucha DeBeYom Tara SeBeYom Dafke. Why do we need even an extra pasuk to tell you that it's only being done during the day? Hare al derech halacha, at least according to halacha. Forget about b'yoyim tzavoyse. The fact is that halacha says, ein makriven karbon balayla, that the karbonis cannot be brought at night, k'may shekasev b'yoyim tzavoyse. If that's the halacha, so the Metzora can't fully go through his Tara anyways, because he can't be a carbon by night. Therefore, Rashi explains the Halimud Mipasik Dilon, the Pasik, what we learn from our Pasik, the Tara Sametzora by Yoim, who loyle inyan a carbonis. It's not that the Rashi says in the Gemara that these processes, which process? The process of the Tziporim and the Eitz Erez and the Shnei Selas, that could only be done at night, day. Why? Because the carbon, I don't need our pasuk to teach us that. Loy le'inyan ha'karbon shemevi l'tarasei, el rak le'inyan ha'tziporim. Because those are items that we don't have to learn out. We don't learn out from when the Torah says b'yom tzavasei by karbonis. So we need an extra limud that even these things cannot be done by night, and they only could be done at daytime. Ches. Once we are discussing this issue about 24-hour periods, or daytime 12-hour periods, however you count day, the Rebbe comes to another final big chiddush. And the hakdama to this chiddush is there is a difference between staying positive or just teaching a din in a negative manner. Staying positive would be similar to the way the Gemara says it, that Tara Samatsoira is only done by day. It's everything. This is how it should be done by day. Rashi, if you looked at the words of Rashi, Rashi doesn't say Tara Samatsoira is done by day. Rashi says Tara Samatsoira cannot be done at night. Why in a roundabout way? So the Rebbe is going to come out and make a difference between there is a part of the day that's Nishtahin Nishtaher. It's not, as we know, it's going to be Beinash Moshes. That's a period of day that the day is over, but it's not yet night. And there is many gedorim and halacha about those minutes that are bein hashmashes. And depending on how you teach this halacha, you will come out to hanafkamina lahalacha if the mitaras and mitzoyra could be done during that period of time. Ches meinyonim muflam al derech halacha shebepirush Rashi zeh, from the wonderful next limudim that you could learn from the diuk and the Rashi. Halimud etaras mitzoyra tzarech lias b'yom dafka. This halacha that you say it has to be done dafka during the day. Nidrash b'gemara b'taras kainim b'tzad chiyuvi. In the Gemara and Taras kainim, when they quote this halacha, they say it in a positive sense. Kol ayom kasher, that the whole day you could do the all these items. Or the taras mitzoyra could be done any day, any time of the day. Because Milamei, this is the Gemara says this, and the Teres Kainim says this, V'taharosei b'yoyim, everything could be done during the day. V'ilu Rashi, however, when Rashi brings this halacha, or this limud, b'parsha senu, mishana, Rashi finds it important to change the way to teach this din. U'medayik lichtei b'tzad ha'shlili, he writes it in a negative manner. Milamei, that we learn from these psukim, these words, she'ein b'tarin oise b'layla, this cannot be done at nighttime. Why in a roundabout way? Says the Rebbe of Nafkamina, the difference with Nafkamina Ladina would be Kasha Nimshcha Tarasoi. If the Tara of the Metzora, which we know now has to be done by day, if it extended, it wasn't done so quick and early in the day, it extended prat hama'akavba, at least a detail, which is a must as part of the process. If it wasn't done fully in the light part of the day, bizman she'ein eloi yoyim v'loi layla. If it's a part of the day that's not day, not night, which we call bein hashmashis, which we call twilight. Now, the Rebbe in Ha'ara 23, the Rebbe says that b'chlal, the halacha bein hashmashis, how you analyze that period of time, is in three different ways. Either it's a metzias for itself, it's its own geder, or it's which we call loy yoyim v'loy layla, it's not day and not night. So therefore, it doesn't have the pluses of day, and it doesn't have the negatives of night, or it's not, if some mitzvahs have to be done at night, it doesn't have the pluses of night either. But then, there is a svara, that it actually, it's not day, not night. It's a combination of both. Look in Ha'ara 23, Anafkemina shebefnim, hu la svara, debein ha-shmashis u-metzias befnei atzmai. Lo yoyim v'lo yilayla. Or al derech zera, or it could also be anafkemina, la ha-svara, according to the way of thinking, shehu murkav mishneim. It's actually not, it's not day and not night. There's a little day and a little night of both. However, lefi ha-svara, however, according to the opinion, the way to analyze Bein Hashmashis is that it's Safik Yoim and Safik Laila. The third way how to look at it, that it's a period of time that I don't know what it is. It could be night. It could be day. Then this Nafkamina wouldn't exist. Because then we have to follow the rules of Sveika Da'iraisa. And Sveika Da'iraisa would be the Chumrah. And in the Shulei Hagilion says, the Rebbe says, maybe you could combine all these ways of how to analyze a Bein HaShmashis all as one. That in Bein HaShmashis, every Bein HaShmashis has all these three points. There is a part of Bein HaShmashis that's Loi Yoyim V'Loi Laila. There is a part in the Bein HaShmashis that's Yoyim and Laila. And there is a part of the Bein HaShmashis that's Suffolk Yoyim and Suffolk Laila. And you see in the Shulei Hagilion. Anyways, what's the nafkamina and the din about Bein HaShmashis? Says the Rebbe, Bipashtas Lashna Gemara V'Tainas Kainim, if you come at it the way the Gemara explained this halacha, or the Tainas Kainim said the halacha, Mashma Shadiyaku, it seems to be that the stress is Shatayra Tzarech Liyas Bayoyim Dafka, that you have to stress that everything should be done during the day. V'lachain, if the stress is the positive, it must be done during the day. If it extended into a period of time that it's not fully day, they also lay tyra. The purification won't help him. Since it wasn't done during the day. That's if you come at it as the way the Gemara described it. It must be done during the day. If it's a period of time then that's not only day, It's too late. However, according to Rashi, Shekoisev Rashi writes that not the day is how it must be done. Rashi says she'ein metarin oisev b'layla, that you day any time of the day you could do it. You just can't do it at night. Is im timshach taharosev bizman bein hashmashes, if it extended into the bein hashmashes time where it's not night, k'sheira. It would still be good. Kivin shalei hoisa balayla, as long as it wasn't done in full night. V'atam yesh leima, what will really be the reason behind this? This bar le'il, it was already explained. Dal derech halacha, when you speak about the pure halacha, yoyim bekama mekaymos, whenever the word yoyim is mentioned, day, al kaponim berube, majority of the times that the word yoyim is mentioned, Mashma usso yoim dafka. Most of the times, in the halacha, yoim means during the day, the 12-hour period. V'loy b'layla. V'lachain mamasha member b'yoim tarasai. Therefore, halachically, when you look at it, the halachic perspective, when the Torah says, Zois tias tairas amitzayra b'yoim tarasai, muvan shahat tairah, Tzarechli is b'yoyim dafka. Halachically, it has to be when it's solely, fully day. However, when you're not looking at the halachic perspective, when you're looking at their interpretation, the simple interpretation of the word yoyim, the tevas b'yoyim atzma, mashmu'usa kolam es l'es, the word yoyim could mean a 24-hour cycle, gam laila. It's only because she'ela she'yiter atevas ba'kosiv, only because of the extra words in the pasuk, the extra four words, zois tias tairas and mitzayra, that's melamed she'ein mitarin oisir balayla. Lachen dai limutei lak laila. So then, only when it's not when it's night, you can't do it. But anything that's close or anything that's still part extension to the day, it wouldn't exclude it. So it would not be memayit zman debein hashmashes. Beautiful. So the Rebbe is going to finish us off with avodas Hashem. Tes. B'pnimis yon yonim, habir lakdomas hateva zois tias teres and mitzayra leparashas taras and mitzayra. The reason in Hasidish way, why the Torah added the extra four words, zois tias teres and mitzayra, when we know already from before what we're talking about. So forget about the halachic answer that the Rebbe gave. What is the avodas Hashem from these words? It's explained in the Likutei Torah. The Mitzayra, what is the point? What is the fault of the Mitzayra? The Mitzayra is a play of two words. In Yonai, Moitzi Shemra. Mitzayra is somebody who is Moitzi Shemra, talks evil, talks bad. Shemoitzi, what is, in other ways, what does it mean, Moitzi Shemra? Shame could also mean Hashem's names. Shemoitzi Umamshich. Shemis, the klipa. He brings to the world, he reveals to the world the klipa names, the oisius. He gives klipa a power in this world. V'lachain. So, if a person does that, he's a mutsaira, he's a moitzira. How does his tara happen? Tikunoi, his correction, his fix, is hu al yidei esek hatayra. Is by zois tias toiras amitzayra. By studying Torah, you could change, you could make over the fault that you did by being moitzi shemra. Because by studying Torah, shehi bechinas shemes dikdusha, then you're bringing, instead of moitzi shemra, you're bringing shem toiv. Because by learning Torah, every word in the Torah is one of Hashem's name. K'maimar azal, as Chazal tell us, Kol haTorah kula shmoisav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you're being moitzi shem toiv. That's the opposite. That's the correction for what you did. Rachman Otzan giving a position for klipa. So v'zeu atam. This is the reason. L'mashenemer b'tchilas parshas taras mitzayra. This is the reason why the opening statement the parshas mitzayra is zois tias taras mitzayra. Ki ikar tikune shel mitzayra. Because the way you correct the problem of a mitzayra. It's not necessarily by coming to the Kohen and he will do it for you. That's by studying the Torah. Torah samatzayra. Shehi hi amapechas b'china shem ra l'b'china shem toiv. That changes what you did as a mitzayra to be moitzi shem ra, to exchange it and to do it in a positive sense by bringing moitzi shem toiv, shem es v'oisi es t'kedusha, the holy names and the holy words of Torah. The only thing is, for you to be able to accomplish this fix-up, for you to be able to do this the way of learning Torah and to be Moitzi Shem Tov, for that, that your Torah should be in total bittul, the dafka esek haTorah ba'ifin zeh poil tikkun la'matzayra, because only if you learn Torah yidei bittul, only then that would be the pure tikkun, the correction for what you did before as a mitzvah, as a moitzi shemra, to be able to do that, so that's why you have to go to the kohen, because ki hu hamamshich ur abba. Only the kohen is able to draw down this level of ur abba, which is the inyan of bittul.